Hey guys, are you ready for some money rehab?
Wall Street has been completely upended by an unlikely player, GameStop.
And should I have a 401k?
You don't do it? No, I know. Girl!
Do
you think the whole world revolves around you and your money? Well, it doesn't.
Charge for wasting our time. I will take a check.
Like a old school check.
You recognize her from anchoring on CNN, CNBC, and Bloomberg. The only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand. Nicole Lappin.
You may have heard me mention before that I have my own site on Bulletin, which is Facebook/Meta's platform for writers. It was extremely humbling to be selected alongside incredible writers like Malcolm Gladwell and visionaries like Malala Yousafzai to take part in Bulletin. I mean, it's hard not to feel imposter syndrome while included in the same press release as Malala herself. But I can feel imposter syndrome and gratitude at the same time and use that gratitude as an antidote to my imposter syndrome. There's a little life lesson for you. Anyway, my Bulletin is another space for me to talk about all of these topics I nerd out on. Balance transfers, getting rid of debt, saving for retirement, all that jazz. Recently, I just released a premium tier to my Bulletin all about family planning. I'm going to address the lady listeners for a moment. Gals, when I say family planning, you probably imagine a calendar where you tick off certain days of the month in which you are more or less likely to get pregnant. You think of tracking these fertile cycles to maximize your odds of pregnancy or to avoid it altogether. But planning for a family isn't just about charts and graphs, although I do love me a good chart or graph around your period. It's about figuring out your innermost hopes and desires, defining them clearly, and then going after them. But how do you go after those desires? I wanted to release this vertical because I noticed something. There are a zillion digital resources, websites, YouTube channels, newsletters, blogs, Instagram accounts, you name it, out there about having a kid. What are your options for getting knocked up? What do you eat while you're preggo? How do you get your bangin' bod back after the baby is born? All of your questions about how to conceive, carry, and then parent a child are answered online. But there are zero sites out there about what to financially expect when you're expecting. Trust me, I've checked. You may be thinking, for real? WTF? No literature, no guidance at all for what will likely be the most significant financial decision you'll ever make in your entire life? Yeah, my thoughts. Exactly. I'm your money sister from another mister who has helped you get your financial life together straight up no chaser in Money Rehab and in my 4 and counting books. And now I'm launching my premium Bulletin space to teach you about the money aspects of having a kid. Every week, I will send subscribers an article on a topic that lives in the shaded region of the baby and money Venn diagram, like how to budget for your mini me. Affording IVF, to freeze your eggs or not to freeze your eggs, how to save for your kiddo's college education, and more. Plus, I want to make sure you never feel alone on this motherhood journey. So premium subscribers also get access to a community hub for fellow rich and pre-rich pre-mommies. And I know it might not be the first or sexiest thing you'll think about when you consider mommydom, but it should be, or at least it should be really high on the list of the things you think about, because raising kids is expensive AF. At last count, the Department of Agriculture, hey, humans are animals too, had the estimated cost of raising a child from birth through age 17 at $233,610, or as much as $14,000 a year. There is nothing more cost-intensive than raising a family. And what about time and energy-intensive? Those two resources, which many of us already have in short supply without a baby, are even more valuable to your finances and career than money. I'm here to help you maximize your money, time, and energy before you roll into the delivery room so that you can maintain that final very important asset, your sanity. A lot of women are understandably freaked out about all of the physical stuff associated with being pregnant. But as my Sporty Spice friends say, pain is temporary, glory is forever. Your body will heal. And from what I understand, most women forget the pain as soon as they see their child. Once the meds wear off and your brood is safe and sound at home is when the more shocking thing will settle in. How much everything about raising a family costs. And that never ends. Well, hot mamas, not being prepared for what's in store for your wallet is not going to happen on my watch. You can be both a hot and financially savvy mama. Yes, yes, I know having a kid is about more than money. It's about love and family and all of the good, warm, fuzzy stuff that should go along with it. Let's just be clear. I am far from an expert in any of that. But I am an expert in money. And I'm here to tell you that the rainbows and butterflies and dreams of a happy Instagram-ready clan of your own won't pay the bills. If you're thinking about becoming a mom and then decide not to, cool. You do what's best for you, taking all aspects, especially finances and plans for the next 20 or so years, into consideration. But if you do decide to go for it, or maybe you're going for baby number two or number three or number four, I mean, you go, girl. My Rich Mommy Vertical will teach you how to be just that. One badass rich mom. I would know about weighing those heavy decisions about starting a family. After all, I'm going through it right along with you. For those of you who have followed my journey through fertility, you know that I am not, in fact, a mommy myself. Yet, the timing and circumstances have not yet aligned for me to take on that most impressive of job titles. Although I do have some new updates I'm excited and a little nervous to share with you. But it's something I believe in so deeply, and I am so shocked to see it so underrepresented in mommy literature. In considering being a mom someday, I myself have been looking for a resource like this. A resource that will help me financially plan for it, whether that means saving for fertility treatments to freeze my eggs, which I did, or considering the costs of raising a kid on my own. And if I wanted that resource, then I knew you would too. Why? Because while every woman's timeline is different, we all have the same biological clock that starts ticking away ever more loudly at some point in our lives. But ultimately, you are in control of your body. Don't you want to feel that way about your finances too? It's time to get your financial shit together before getting shit on. It's time to be a rich mommy. For today's tip you can take straight to the bank. To find out more about my bulletin, check out nicolelappin.bulletin.com/subscribe. You'll find free articles that tackle some of the topics I've been covering on the show, as well as more information about my premium hub for rich mommies. Hit the link in the show notes to discover your next favorite place on the internet. Rehab is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Nicole Lappin. Our producers are Morgan Lavoy and Mike Coscarelli. Executive producers are Nikki Etor and Will Pearson. Our mascots are Penny and Mimsy. Huge thanks to OG Money Rehab team Michelle Lands for her development work, Catherine Law for her production and writing magic, and Brandon Dicker for his editing, engineering, and sound design. And as always, thanks to you for finally investing in yourself so that you can get it together and get it all. You spend my money.